I didn't necessarily set out today to talk about the C word or COVID, coronavirus, the vax or your vax status or mine, politics, politicians, the state of the world or the country, or what stupidity was rolled out by authority today. I didn't want my work to necessarily be about that or any of the day-to-day happenings in this three-dimensional reality. But it turns out it's unavoidable because everything is connected. So we need to talk about it because what is happening in our collective and individual three-dimensional realities is an indication of something much bigger and much greater. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome to my channel where I help truth seekers and free thinkers integrate work life and spirituality. If that's something you're interested in, then make sure you subscribe. So as I sat down to create some content today that I hope will help someone, I realized that this stuff is exactly what needs to be talked about. Because the fact that we haven't talked about all this stuff openly, publicly, for so long is exactly why we are where we are today. Individually, collectively, globally, in Australia, or wherever you are in the world. So let's talk about the taboo. See, in my entire school career and adult life, I cannot really remember openly discussing politics, religion, sex, or money. So through 13 years of schooling, I never learned about the Constitution, the law, or how the legal, financial, and government systems work. We never discussed morals or ethics in any depth, or natural law, or any law. We never talked about what makes a good relationship, or how to have a good relationship with someone else or yourself. At a religious school, we were told what religious beliefs to hold, but we never discussed them and what they meant to us, and we never talked about spirituality, and money was totally off the table. Yet, these are the things that form the fundamental foundations of modern society, but we don't talk about them publicly or privately, and we certainly don't teach or talk about these things with our children. Even worse than not teaching these topics, we do not teach our children how to think critically and creatively and to question the way the world works, nature, government, authority, or what is right for them. As a result, we now have generations of apathetic and ignorant individuals blindly following the herd. It's beyond time to talk about and question the way we are told the world is and the way things are. It is beyond time to consider if the world we live in is the best we can do. It is beyond time to do better rather than leaving it up to someone else to do. It is beyond time to start to take responsibility for oneself, worry about yourself and the consequences of your choices and decisions, and empower others to do the same. So the one thing that people are talking about lately is your vax status and whether you've checked in and what you think about the government. So did you check in? No. Did you tell the government what you're doing? No. Are you vaxxed? No. Do you agree with the government? No. Well, if not, then you're quickly labeled as an anti-vaxxer, a conspiracy theorist, radical, selfish, a psychopath, or more recently in Australia, a domestic terrorist. Those who pose these questions to others are rarely open to the possibility that you could be an independent, critical thinker who questions the world and the word of government and external authority and chooses to think and make decisions for themselves. The people that are suddenly so concerned with the status and the thoughts of others are the very same people who would be offended and appalled if someone turned around and asked them their HIV status or when they last had a pap smear or a breast or prostate exam. So if you're asking the questions of others, have they been vaxxed? Have they checked in? Think about why and how you would feel if condemned in the same way for the way you see the world or the choices that you make. What has changed that all of a sudden individuals are taking it upon themselves to ask their friends, family, work colleagues, and even total strangers their medical status? What has changed that people suddenly think they have the right to ask another person for private information? What has changed that makes people think it is their business and their right to police, judge, and condemn the individual choices another person makes? Simple. It's fear. Governments and mainstream media around the world are fueling a narrative of fear and death and destruction. We're constantly told to wear a mask, get a jab, stay inside, social distance, stand aside, disconnect, and stay away. or you will die, and those who do not comply will be the ones that kill you. We're told to blindly trust the experts, the science, and the data that has never been openly provided to the public. We're told to be quiet, do not question, and do as we are told, for the common good, at the expense and sacrifice of the individual. So people comply because they're either scared of the invisible enemy, this virus they believe will kill them, and also the people who do not comply, or they're scared of the fines and punishments they will receive if they do not comply. People are treated by governments, mainstream media, and external authorities as stupid and incapable of deciding for themselves. And unfortunately, in many cases, this may be true because we've failed to talk about these things in the past and educate and empower people with the skills and information to make good choices and decisions for themselves. Governments, mainstream media, and external authorities are failing to provide advice, information, education, support, and help to their citizens. They are failing to provide an open dialogue and a search for an objective truth. Instead, they instill fear, mistrust, separation, and division as they tell us to stay in our homes, lock the door, muzzle up, close our businesses, do not work, and do not earn an income. As a result, the world is experiencing failing economies, increasing mental health issues, disconnection, isolation, depression, separation, division, and fear. Many people are choosing to ignore these things and pretend they're not there. Because it's not affecting them yet. Because their life is still okay so far. The threat is not the virus. It is external authorities who are failing the people. It's the government that is failing to provide a broad spectrum of perspectives, information, and experts to openly discuss the issues and the options. It is the mainstream media who sensationalize and distort information for views and likes rather than provide a balanced, real range of perspectives. It is those who tell you they know best, you cannot think for yourself, and they must do your thinking for you. It is external authorities who are failing to empower the people to be sovereign, responsible, autonomous, and free. They are the real threat to the future of humanity, not a virus. You can hand over your responsibility to the government, the mainstream media, and other external authorities to do your thinking for you. You can choose to condemn, criticize, and castigate those who think differently, think critically, who question authority and the status quo and choose what is right for them rather than follow the herd. Or you can be one of them. You can be a free, sovereign being. As a sovereign being, you can take responsibility for yourself, explore a broad range of information from a broad range of sources, draw a conclusion, make a decision and a choice that is right for you, and then bear the consequences. As a sovereign being, you can respect the right of others to do the same. As a sovereign being, you can choose to talk to someone who makes a different choice than you. So politely and respectfully, you can try to understand and treat them the way you would like to be treated. Before you label them an anti-vaxxer, conspiracy theorist, radical, selfish, psychopath, or a domestic terrorist. Before you choose to condemn, criticize, castigate, or shun, think about how you would like to be treated for the ideas, values, and beliefs that you choose to hold. At present, we're living in a world dominated by fear, separation, division, and authoritarian dictatorship. While you might be okay right now, forcing compliance and coercion on a few or many is ultimately going to result in suffering for the whole. While you still have your job and your home, your community will suffer as a result of other people's jobs and homes being lost, businesses closed, families divided, and individuals shunned. While the collective chooses without question to follow authority down a constant path of fear, destruction, division, and separation, that is what we will get and what we will create collectively. The only way out is for every individual to choose to step off the current path and choose another way. The only way out is for every individual to choose sovereignty, think critically, search for objective truth, and stand up for the freedom and the rights of all. The only way out is to take self-responsibility, be your authority, do what is right for you and allow others to do the same. And to know that despite what it appears, you are not alone. The future we all get is a result of what we each choose to do and be today. It is beyond time to start talking about the C word and everything else we've swept under the carpet before it is too late. The choice is yours. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my life satisfaction quiz. In just a few minutes, you will receive your report across 12 areas of life and see at a glance exactly how satisfied you really are with each aspect of your life. You'll know what is working and what exactly you need to work on and improve. You can find it at lizwatt.com/life quiz, or the link is in the description. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.